We welcome our guest, Nikki Michelle. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for being a part of what we're doing. You seem to be a well-rounded actress. Is there any show you haven't acted on?
Oh, there's tons of
Hey.
There's so many shows I haven't acted on. What are you talking about?
Hey.
There's so much left to do.
Hey, when I look at your bio, I'm saying, wow, she's appeared everywhere. And I do remember you, and I think a lot of folks remember you for Lincoln Heights.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really great. That was awesome.
Tell us about that show and being the mother on that show.
Oh, well, I loved playing on Lincoln Heights. I mean, it was an opportunity to be, you know, actually be very close to who I am. Just, you know, a mom, loving your kids, loving your husband, a strong, supportive family, and trying to do what's right for your family and still balance the whole issues of being a mommy and a woman. It was really fun. It was a very down-to-earth, realistic character and very well-rounded. And so many times as a black woman, you know, anytime you get a character that's really well thought out, you're just like, yay. You know, because it really wasn't, it was not written for a black family. But they just decided to go with the people that they liked best in the auditions. And, you know, we were lucky enough to get cast.
You've done several roles. How do you transform from a role like being a mom to being maybe a drug addicted sister of a police officer? How do you do something like that?
Well, you know, it's funny because I always try to find, you know, the humanity in everybody. I mean, it's just, you know, whenever you play someone who's addicted to any substance, it's just one thing that just has gotten out of hand or one problem emotionally they couldn't solve, and here's how they chose to solve it, which has created a whole other host of problems. I mean, I don't have any problem identifying with people who've got a darkness to them. You know, everybody's got a little bit of dark, I think, in them. I think that's the struggle that we all go through. And so all I do is I just focus on, like, one part of my personality and just blow it up.
Nikki, how did you enjoy doing soul food?
Oh, I love doing soul food with all those guys. That was fun. That was really, really fun. That was a great. I love soul food because that was like the first, well, not the first, but I mean, in terms of a one-hour black drama, that was one of the pioneers. So it was great to be a part of that show. Plus, the fans are crazy. They just love the show.
Definitely. As I said, is there any show you haven't worked upon? You've worked on The West Wing, NYPD, ER, The Practice, City of Angels. How about Desperate Housewives?
No, oh, I did do Desperate Housewives. But I didn't do enough on Desperate Housewives. Sometimes you come in and you do something small and you wish you held out and waited for something a little bit bigger because that's a juicy show.
Wow. How does it feel, a young lady from Detroit, and you doing all of this?
You know, it's funny. When you put it in that kind of perspective, it feels it's nothing but a blessing. Because I think it's like, what, only 3% of actors make more than $50,000 a year. So if you're actually able to make one of those actors that gets to make a living at acting, that's just amazing. It's a blessing. There's nothing short of that. And to cap it off with really wonderful roles that have been, you know, recognized and people like them and shows like Lincoln Heights, which have really touched a lot of hearts. You just have to be thankful for that kind of opportunity.
Our guest is Nikki Michelle. Nikki, what are you doing now? What's happening with you now?
Oh, right now I just finished up this independent feature called The Pack 2, and I have been writing and directing and just having so much fun expanding into all the things about, you know, the movie industry because I just love it. I wouldn't be anywhere else in the world. So now I'm just trying my hand at other things. It's so much fun. And then at the same time, I've never done a horror film before, so that was cool. So I'm just having fun. And then there's Mommy, which takes up a big chunk of my life.
Wow. Nikki, how do you get, now we mentioned you do different roles because you just can't pigeonhole you. How do you get into certain roles or how is it when you accept certain roles that you're going to do? Or is there a role? I'm asking a lot of questions in one. Is there a role that you would not do?
Oh. You know, someone threw an idea about me playing a serial killer out. There was a project they were working on. They wanted me to consider it. And I kind of paused. You know, the only thing is now that I have little ones,
mm-hmm.
I am a little bit more concerned about what they see me do. Like, my kids have sworn up and down because I want to do The Walking Dead. And they're like, no, you can't do that because let's be a zombie.
Uh-huh.
And they just have this issue about it. But I think as an artist, you want to do everything. But, you know, as a mom, you're just like, well, I don't need to be a zombie today. You know, like,
hey.
So it kind of, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the equation deciding what you will and won't do. But in terms of, like, how I get into something, I mean, I'm always looking. I love to play things that are really far away from me because each one to me is like investigative reporting. Like, what is this lifestyle like? What is this person like? What is this world like? And I'd love to dig myself into these foreign worlds and to see just to kind of walk. It's like really extended imagination. You know, I have so much fun doing that. So the further away from reality sometimes, the better. It's just so much fun.
What do you like doing best, the big screen or maybe a TV series?
You know, I tend to like the big screen better because you have more time to create the world. Like, you know, you get to do, like, period pieces. Like, as long as you have enough time to create the fantasy. Like, when I did The Rise of Watching God with Halle Berry, it was really exciting to just go back into the early 1900s. To me, that's so much fun to really try to relive that history. So I tend to love features because they allow you the time to go deep. But at the same time, I will say Lincoln Heights is so great because it was so positive for the community. And so many people have, you know, been affected and touched by that show. That, too, is, incredibly powerful because to show an example of a loving, strong black family, and I that meant the world to me to have the people who come up to me who are moved by that show means everything to me. So I think personally I like to go really deep into character, but on the level of how shows impact the audience and our culture, TV is incredible. You can't deny the power of television.